Well, we're back now with the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
And there goes the last DJ.
Alicia Sweeney is host of Mile High Noon on Open Air. That's Colorado Public Radio's music station. She's with us once again from Denver. Hi, Alicia.
Hi, Jeremy.
And we've got some music from Colorado from you today, so let's get right to it. This is the band South of France. This is called Washed Up. Oh, I like that. And a very nice beachy summer sound there.
It really does feel like summertime with those hand claps, the breezy vocals. I just truly love the production on this album. And you are hearing it first here. The new album is coming out in June.
So another first for the DJ Sessions. I think we made Lord. Not that I can claim that, but she definitely showed up here before I started hearing her anywhere else. But let's get back to this band, South of France. Why are they called that?
Yeah, they're inspired by the feeling of being on a beach in the South of France. So that's what they try to make their music sound like. And this is a married couple who they were musicians together first, and then they fell in love and got married. And it's been 3 years since they've put out an album. They were kind of out with a bang. People were excited about them, and then nothing. And they actually told me that they almost quit music because they couldn't write songs that they were excited about until they wrote that song right there, Washed Up. And so they loved the way that it sounded so much that they scrapped the 20 songs they were working on before this one and used Washed Up as the gold standard on the new record.
Okay, well, let's get to the next one. This is Patrick Lee. This is called Work. Well, tell us what we're listening to here.
Yeah, this song from Patrick Lee, who I have to mention is also an accomplished jazz musician, but he's an electronic producer who composes music on a laptop. And for this song, Work, he wanted to compose a song that had a high energy chant that we heard, like a chanting rhythm. So he found that in a sample online of cheer squads having practice.
And he's also a piano teacher.
Yeah, he's a piano teacher in Denver and a family man when he's not making beats or performing in his jazz trio.
Well, let's get to the next one you wanted us to hear. This is another Colorado artist. This is a rapper, Ancient Myth, who collaborated with the German producer Dot. They call themselves Y'all. There we go. Enough names there for this one. This is called Whoa.
Sign of a day drinker.
Well, with the piano, that definitely went somewhere I wasn't expecting.
Right? So I should mention that Y'all is spelled Y-A-W-L. And I've been following our local rapper for a few years, and he's really found an audience in Europe and is even signed to a German record label, the same label that the other half of this duo that we heard from is on. And so they toured together for a couple times, and then they decided that they had a good working relationship that they spent most of 2015 putting this album together.
Is there a lot of rap and hip-hop coming out of Colorado?
There is actually a great underground hip-hop scene in Colorado that a lot of people don't know about or wouldn't expect to hear about from our state.
Well, up next, we have the group Spells. This is A Failure's Wake. Now, on Facebook, the group writes that they play vacation rock, meaning that they produce music that serves as an excuse to go play shows in cities that have beaches nearby. What do you like about them?
Exactly. I call them Denver's premier party band, because if you've ever seen them live, they're so fun and high energy on stage. They all wear that vacation wear, like all matching like Hawaiian shirts and such on stage. And they just make the audience feel like they're having the most fun night of their life on stage. And most of their songs are about how they rule and do want to go on vacation.
Well, tell us more about them and how you discovered them.
Yeah, I discovered them because I'm a fan of their front man, a local comedian named Ben Roy. And I guess I shouldn't be calling him local anymore because he now has his own TV show along with a few other Denver comedians called Those Who Can't. But he's also passionate and makes sure to build music into his life in addition to being a stand-up comedian and TV star.
All right, well, we have time for one more before we let you go. From Colorado, you wanted us to hear I and the Arrow. This is called Tiger. What do we know about I and the Arrow?
Yeah, I and the Arrow is a cool band that's out now, and two of the three members are in a Denver-based pop rock band that spent some time in Nashville recently recording an album with John Oates. And then so they took some of the studio tricks that they learned from him and brought it into recording this EP called Ghost Tapes. And so they booked a tour knowing that they would have to write and record an album. So they recorded this album over the course of a weekend in 40 hours. And the reason they chose the name Ghost Tapes is because it takes inspiration from psychedelic recordings that the U.S. used to use in the Vietnam War to frighten enemy soldiers.
Interesting.
And so it's really fascinating. Yeah, that song that we heard was a little bit more poppy than what you would expect from the rest of the record, which seems more experimental or improvised, but just a great EP overall, and that one, such an accessible song, especially for this time of year. Again, another one of those that sounds like summertime.
You know, as we listen to these artists, all from Colorado, I wonder, how would you describe what's happening in music right now in that state?
Well, it's really interesting. Last time we talked, over a year ago, with some of my musical picks, you were like, Denver kind of sounds like a cow town. And sure, we have a lot of folk and Americana bands that are coming out of here, but our electronic scene is vibrant. Our hip-hop scene is vibrant, too. And there's all these underground musicians. And in Colorado, there's really an eye on our music scene right now in multiple genres.
And, of course, we have all of the picks from today and from our previous DJ sessions, including the last one we did with Alicia, at our website, hereandnow.org. You can also find us on Spotify. Just search for NPR Here and Now, or on Apple Music. Alicia Sweeney, host of Mile High Noon on Open Air, Colorado Public Radio's music station. Thanks so much for joining us once again.
Oh, thank you so much.